This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizing Report on inclusionary but unaffordable affordable housing in London. In the dark days of neoliberalism, when cities and states are embracing private developers to impact their profound public responsibilities to provide decent and adequate housing for families, regardless of income, the whole notion of so-called affordable housing seems to have been left in the rubbish at the construction site. Where recently we thought perhaps the inclusionary zoning type standard for new developments in London requiring 20% of the units be affordable might be preferable to some similar initiatives in the United States, on closer inspection, it's a mirage. Simply put, the various borough councils in London have decoupled rent from income in this new doublespeak of affordable housing. 20% of the units must be classified as affordable, but that means the rent in those units is discounted so that tenants are only paying 80% of the market rate. In the overheated, gentrified housing market in London, that means two things. One, that your rent will keep rising, squeezing you out later rather than sooner if you happen to be in such housing. And second, that you're a long way from poor and lower income when you qualified, since in some of these units you have to be making big money to be able to afford the so-called affordable housing. The Conservative government and its austerity program has put a gun to the council's heads, but they also, in most cases, swallow the bullets like candy and continue to sell off council or public housing willy-nilly in various schemes that deplete the housing stock and squeeze the lower-income families to other boroughs and out of the city completely. The Guardian reports last year even the Conservative Westminster Council warned London Mayor Boris Johnson that plans to set new rent levels at up to 80% of market rent would require council tenants in a three-bedroom home in the borough to have an annual income of £109,000 in order to be considered affordable. The council estimated that half its social rented households receive an annual income of less than £12,000 a year. In New York City, the easiest comparable big city to compare to London, inclusionary zoning is voluntary, though Mayor de Blasio is clear that he has his sights on changing that to mandatory, and the rents are targeted to family income, which is good, but there just aren't enough of them. Hard to say, that's a whole lot better. The families that literally win the lottery and get to live with the rich are still few and far between. And New York is still an exception, despite some progress in San Francisco, Santa Fe, and a couple of more inclusionary zoning pushed by housing advocates, has never been able to trump the dreams and dollars of developers in city halls across the country. That much seems to be true on both sides of the water. The other startling truth is that affordable housing and its crisis and the needs of families for decent, affordable housing are simply not being heard or met. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.